One of the most persistent misunderstandings about journalism is that journalists look for stories. Reporters talk about uncovering stories. People ask, where do you find stories? It's the wrong question. Journalists don't find stories, they find leads. In this podcast, I'm going to talk about where to find those leads and how to set things up so that they come to you. The key technology here is RSS. RSS stands for Really Simple Syndication, and it's a technology that underpins syndication of content, in other words, the sending of information from one particular website to other websites around the web. In that sense, it's very similar to newswires, and newswires are something that journalists are familiar with in most traditional newsrooms. You might get a news feed from Reuters or the Press Association. You might get scores. You might get press releases. You might get a range of information from the wires. Now, RSS takes the same concept and applies it to any website that has an RSS feed. And in fact, many websites have RSS feeds, many more than you might expect. Pretty much every single blog, any blog that's set up using WordPress or Blogger or Tumblr or TypePad, will have an RSS feed. YouTube channels have RSS feeds. Audioboo accounts where you record audio have RSS feeds. And there are many others which I'm going to come on to in this podcast. Now, to get those RSS feeds, you need what's called an RSS reader. And an RSS reader takes those RSS feeds and turns it into something that you can read and browse through easily. The most popular RSS readers include tools like Feedly and NetVibes. Also worth looking at is Flipboard, which creates a magazine-style interface to what essentially are RSS feeds, although they're never called that. So, to begin receiving feeds from dozens or hundreds of sources in one place, then you need to sign up for an account with one of these services. And most RSS readers are free. You can also pay for RSS software, but I would recommend just using one of these free services. Personally, I like Feedly best because it has a very good mobile phone interface, but I know a lot of journalists prefer NetVibes because of its desktop interface. So it really depends on where you're going to be checking your feeds most often, on the desktop or on the mobile, and which you find most easy to use. So have a play around with a number of RSS readers, particularly Feedly and NetVibes, and settle on the one that suits you. Now, the big advantage, as I've already hinted at with these RSS readers, is that it saves you checking tens or dozens or hundreds of different sources of information. You don't necessarily need to check the local council's press office or need to check the local football team's results. It will all be pulled into one page where you can check them. What's also particularly useful is that you can organise your feeds into folders. So you might have one folder for feeds that you need to check every day or even more often than that. You might have another folder for a particular type of information. So you might have a sport folder, a culture folder, a health folder. It depends what you're particularly reporting on. But organising feeds into folders can really help manage what can turn very quickly into information overload. So I would recommend thinking about what are the most important feeds, what are the ones that you need to check most often, and how might you classify them depending on what time of the week or day it is. Now, once you've thought about all that, you need to start adding the RSS feeds themselves. And to do this, normally you click on a button to add a new feed and you would paste the address of a website or even the RSS feed itself. To give you an example, the address of a website might be something like onlinejournalism.com/feed. That would be the address of the actual feed. But the address of a website is onlinejournalismblog.com, and most of these RSS readers will automatically pick up the address of a feed once they have the website address. Now, in terms of the types of information you might pull in through RSS feeds, I would say there are a number of different types, and I'm going to go very quickly through each of these. There are feeds that give you an idea of the news agenda. There are feeds that tell you what's being said by the voice of power, if you like, or the voices of power. There is what I would call the reluctant voice of power, so things that powerful organisations are saying but would rather not have to. There are events, there's research, and there's individuals, experts and observers. And I'm going to go through each of these in turn. So firstly, the news agenda. Every journalist needs to know what's being talked about in their particular patch or their field. What other news organisations are reporting on, what other journalists are covering. Now, it's very easy with an RSS reader, and probably the first step you would take, to subscribe to feeds that tell you this. So, for example, you would subscribe to feeds for any journalists in your field, if they have their own field, on feed, RSS feed. You would subscribe to particular newspaper sections. So many newspaper sections and news website sections have their own RSS feed. You will find the Telegraph's health section, for example, or the BBC's sports section will have their own RSS feeds. A good way of looking at this is to look at local news, national news, international news, and specialist news. And if you can map out under each of those headings, local, national, international, and specialist, what types of information you need, then you can start to put together a list of RSS feeds. Also, you can look at individual journalists, as I've said, and for that, there's a website called Journalisted, which is very useful for finding RSS feeds for individual journalists. So set up some feeds that gives you an idea of the news agenda, what people are reporting on. But obviously, that's not going to give you story leads. It's going to tell you what's being talked about. In terms of getting story leads, a good place to look next is what I would call the voice of power. In other words, what people are talking about in political organisations that are making decisions that affect what we are reporting on. And this applies even if you're covering an area like fashion or sport, because decisions in Parliament and in local government affect the fashion industry, the sport industry, and so on. And again, the categories here are quite similar. Think about local power, local government. Think about national power, Parliament. Think about international power, which is increasingly important, the European Union, the United Nations, bodies like that. And think about specialist power, so particular departments like the Department of Health or the Department of Culture, Media and Sport, things like that. A particularly useful source for RSS feeds on national power is theyworkforyou.com. And this service provides an RSS feed for mentions of any keywords that you search for. And to get an RSS feed for that, you simply go to theyworkforyou.com, conduct a search for something that affects you. So you might search for fashion, if you're reporting on fashion news, and then on the results page, you will find a link to an RSS feed, and you can copy that link and put it into an RSS reader to get constant updates whenever fashion is mentioned in Parliament. Likewise, you'll find many individual departments, like the Department for Culture, Media and Sport, will have RSS feeds in their media centres. That will include things like speeches, for example. Now, similar to the voice of power, if you like, is what I would call the reluctant voice of power. And by this I mean things that government bodies have to reveal even if they wouldn't like to. And freedom of information is a particularly good example of this. Now, the same body that creates They Work For You also runs a site called whatdoveyknow.com. And What Do They Know will also give you an RSS feed for any FOI requests, Freedom of Information requests, that mention a particular term or that are made to particular bodies. And again, the process is similar. You might go on whatdoveyknow.com, search for fashion or retail or a type of term that you think is relevant to your field, And the page of results will give you an RSS feed for all FOI requests and responses under that category. Now, What Do They Know is responsible for about 10% of FOI requests, so you will probably also want to look at individual bodies' disclosure logs where they announce FOI requests. And for this, just search for disclosure log and whatever particular organisation or field you're interested in. Beyond these more traditional sources of information, you might want to think about events. And again, with events, you can get an RSS feed of new and upcoming events using sites like Eventbrite. Similar sort of process, search for your key terms, and the page of search results will often have an RSS feed. You will sometimes find as well that particular areas like Birmingham will have an RSS feed, so you can get alerts whenever a new event has been organised in Birmingham. Beyond those, research is often a useful source of information, and the Research Council's data portal will give you information about different research that's being conducted across the country. But at this point, you might want to look at a service like Google Alerts, which will send you an email whenever a new search result is found matching your particular terms. And the final category is what I would call individuals. And a good way to approach this is to think about your subject, think about your patch, and think about the people that are affected or involved in that area. So, for example, if you're looking at fashion, you're going to have fashion designers, you're going to have retailers, you're going to have distributors, suppliers, you're going to have people who buy fashion materials, and so on. And at each point in that process, there will be people affected, people who might run their own blogs or who might be commenting on social media. To get RSS feeds for those, you can use a specialist blog search engine like Ice Rocket. You can even get RSS feeds for discussions on forums if you use a site like Board Reader. Board Reader is a search engine for forums, and it will give you an RSS feed for the search results. Between all of those, you should be able to compile a pretty comprehensive list of possible sources of information. RSS feeds of individual blogs, mainstream news websites, political announcements, press releases, experts, event announcements, research, and so on. And that's exactly what I want you to do next. I want you to set up an account with an RSS reader, like Feedly or NetVibes. Try more than one. And once you've created an account, I want you to go through the seven categories that are in this podcast and that are in the link that I'll share with it, and try to put together seven folders of five feeds each, or thereabouts. So you've got around 35 feeds in total. Once you've done that, again, we'll talk about it in the lesson or the tutorial, and we'll look at where you might build even more sources to make an even more effective news gathering operation.